Today marks the end of another violent week in Iraq. At least 37 people were reported killed today when a car bomb went off in a bus station in Karbala. The blast was just yards from one of Iraq's most important Shiite shrines. Wire services report that the bombing sparked angry protests from crowds who blame police for failing to provide security. And in Baghdad, a bomb detonated on the Jadriya Bridge, killing 10 people, according to police. It was the second attack this week on a Baghdad bridge. Sudarshan Raghavan is the Washington Post's Baghdad bureau chief. He himself was the victim of a bombing this week. He was injured in the attack inside the cafeteria of Iraq's parliament building. Sudarshan Raghavan joins me now. Hello, Sudarshan.
Hi, Jackie. Good to be with you.
I'm wondering about people in the parliament. The parliament met yesterday in a show of defiance. What are Iraqi politicians saying about this attack in this secure place?
Certainly, the mood in Baghdad today amongst the politicians certainly is that this is a public relations nightmare, not just for the Bush administration, but for us. We need to show the Iraqi population that we can essentially protect ourselves, which can then bring faith to the people that we can protect them.
Now, Sudarshan, al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the attack in the parliament building. You report in today's Washington Post that several Sunni militias are distancing themselves from al-Qaeda in Iraq. Is there any sense in which this could be construed as good news?
Well, it's hard to tell right now. The split that's unfolding certainly lessens the support and the legitimacy of al-Qaeda as a force for Iraqis. But at the same time, al-Qaeda in Iraq remains a very potent, well-financed force that's attracting fighters. And the other big issue here is that the Sunni groups who are splitting are not united, and they are politically alienated. So any sort of success, if you may call it, really hinges on the ability of these insurgent groups to blend in into the political process, to be given certain assurances that they will receive some sort of benefits from the government, perhaps even amnesty for the insurgency that they've been fueling for the past 3 or 4 years. This split, which is the most decisive one since the 2003 invasion, it's still unclear what impact it's going to have on the United States and the Iraqi government and its ability to bring stability to Iraq.
Today, another bridge was bombed, the Jadriya Bridge, as we mentioned, the second bridge bombing in 3 days. How has this affected movement in the city, travel, and has it noticeably changed the way that Baghdad is being patrolled by either U.S. or Iraqi forces?
As of today, I have not seen anything that's significantly different. I think the more significant impact is on the psyche of people in Baghdad. The bridge that was bombed 2 days ago was built by the British in the 1920s. It had survived all sorts of conflicts, the Iran-Iraq War, the First Persian Gulf War, only to be destroyed now. And in the fact that another bridge was attacked today for Iraqis really shows how much their city is disintegrating in front of their eyes.
Sudarshan Raghavan is the Baghdad bureau chief for the Washington Post. Sudarshan, thanks again for being with us, and good luck with your recovery.
Thank you so much.